Welcome to a podcast of Aurelia Community Church, where we desire to bring the whole gospel to the whole person, to the whole world, proclaiming the liberating power of the gospel as we grow, serve, and go. Join us in this message as we look to the scriptures, seeking to be transformed into the image of Christ.
Good, there was no applause on that. Labor Day weekend. So we're each Labor Day for the last number of years, we've done this series called Faith at Work. And we've invited a number of our folks in our congregation to share how faith in Jesus makes a difference in their role, in their job, and what they do. Because after all, if our faith with Jesus doesn't transform how we live every day, if it doesn't impact how we interact with customers or with coworkers, if it doesn't change how we do our jobs, then do we really have much faith that really changes the world and really transforms us? So this morning we've got four folks coming. Sean Sparrow and Lena Gallia. So Sean's got a fan number here. So and then Dan Adams and Janice is going to come and share as well. See, Paul writes in Colossians 3, verse 20, he says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people." The motivation, the core of all that we do, comes out of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so, looking forward to having these four share. Why don't we pray together as we begin to hear what God's doing in our lives? And so, Father God, we're here this morning to celebrate you, to worship you. We're here because, as we've already sung of that glorious day, and that glorious day that enables us to be transformed, to be renewed, to be changed because of your incredible grace. And so, Father, thank you. And we give you praise. And Lord, I pray for Sean and Elena, for Dan and Janice. I pray that you just give them a calmness and a boldness as they tell part of their story. And give us ears to hear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a kids program that runs throughout the entire service. Sometimes our older ones go out partway through, but this morning we're inviting you to go out now as well. There's some activities over in Theater 4, and so go and join them. And I'll invite Sean to come up first.
Morning. Hello. I'm really nervous. You can't probably tell that at all. Mike messaged me while I was at work asking if I would speak, and I messaged him right back saying yes. My grandmother always taught me that if you're given an opportunity to speak about the Lord in any formal way, take that opportunity. It doesn't matter how nervous you are. Someone may get something from it. I was working with a guy that I'm training, and the exciting part for me was that he came to church this morning to hear me. He told me not to pick him up, but he's in the back there. So I work for a drywall company, drywallers.ca. Probably seen my truck around town, and we pretty much work all over basically Ontario, because we do jobs for different companies and makes us travel. Sometimes we work out of town. I'm a supervisor in the company, and my father-in-law is my boss, which makes things interesting sometimes. But I have a really good relationship with him, and we get along well. And my other boss is my brother-in-law, and we tend to fight a lot. But most times it comes down to that we're all working together. So for faith, for me, faith, I came to faith at a really young age. But I didn't really understand what faith, to me, living it out on a daily basis, to me it was just, I believed in Jesus, and if I were to die, I get to go to a better place. Cool. Also, I forgot to tell you, Mike didn't realize when he asked me that to speak, he told me I had 5 minutes, and as you guys know from Pastor Daniel, we Africans like to just talk. Time is of no matter to us. So I apologize if I go over. I did really prepare a whole sermon for today. I'll keep it short. So I work in construction. In the construction world, for those of you guys who don't know, some of you are working in construction too. There's almost no hope with guys who work in construction. I have found in the last 4 years of working full-time in construction that majority of the guys that I've worked with, they work to make enough money to drink that money away on the weekends. Or smoke it away, do drugs. They're basically just working to fulfill some kind of bad habit in their life to get past whatever problem they're struggling with in life, to then do it again the next week and the next week and the next week. A lot of them are unhappy people. Living as a Christian in the construction world is very tough. It's not an easy job. For me, I make it very clear what I stand on and what I believe. A lot of the guys know that I'm a Christian. A lot of the times if, you know, their wife or one of their kids is sick, they would come to me and I would specifically ask that I pray for them. And that's how I live out my faith in the workplace. Last night I was reading through James, and in James, you know, it talks about how we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. And so for me in the workplace, loving and living out my faith and loving my neighbors as myself, there's two things that I specifically do at work. A lot of the guys think it's the strangest thing. I do not listen to music at work whatsoever. There's the odd time I listen to music. And in the construction world, music is a big thing. You blare the music as loud as you can on the job site, and you kind of just block out everything, and you just get to work and do your job. For me, there's two reasons why I don't listen to music in the car or the job site. In the car, I don't listen to music while I'm driving the guys to the job site. I like to try and love these guys as much as I can, whether it's understanding them in some form or matter. I try to engage them. So I engage them in conversation and find out what's going on in their life. I try to live my life as an open book. In that I share every aspect of my life and what's going on. You know, if I'm going through a struggle, I share that struggle with those guys and talk about it and hope that, you know, sometimes I get stressed out and frustrated. A lot of times I get frustrated at work. But if I can in any way show them how I deal with different situations in the way I just try to stay calm and move forward, or if a big struggle comes up, then how I deal with that situation, then the guys can see that as an example of my Christian walk. I don't listen to music at all while I work. I like to work in silence, and often will tell you I do not have a radio. I do not. If we have a radio at work, I turn it off. To me, when I'm working, it's my hangout time with God, and that's what I tell them. I literally just talk to God while I work. If, you know, they're going through a struggle, I don't tell them, but I'm praying for them. And I pray for some of you guys while I'm at work. And that's my hangout time with God, is while I'm busy putting mud all over the walls and making people's house look pretty. So in James 2, in the second part of James, it talks about that faith without deeds is dead. And I completely believe that. You can, you know, live with your faith. You can tell anybody you want that you're a Christian, you know. And if someone's in need and you don't do anything about it, what is your faith, really? Like, you can say, hey, you know, I would love to, you know, it talks about in James where someone who doesn't have any clothes or doesn't have any food, and, you know, you say to them, well, I hope you sleep well tonight, you know, eat well this week, and you keep going on with your day. What is your faith really about when you walk past someone and that happens? You know, if someone's having a struggle in their life, if you walk past someone on the street and they have no food and no clothes, and you wish them well, and what is your faith like then? Really, God is calling us, you know, to give them clothes and give them food. So at the workplace, you know, a lot of the guys, actually most of the guys that I work with, which can be frustrating, don't drive. That's another thing in construction. People don't have licenses. So I drive them around. I try, you know, if it's a rush day, I try and, you know, stop for coffee for some guys. And, you know, if they need help on the weekends, I'll try and give up my time on the weekends and just show them that I'm able to be there to support them. I'm not just their boss. I'm not just their supervisor. I'm there to support them as an individual, love them as an individual, show them that, you know, I talk about the Christian faith and how we're supposed to help others. I don't just tell them that. I go out to their house and I'll give them a hand. I'll, you know, take them to the store so they can pick up the drywall and all that kind of stuff. So at work, being a supervisor in today's society, a lot of people serve from here and they serve down, and they just kind of crush their employees and make them work. The way I was taught by my grandmother to live out my faith at work is that as a leader, as Christian leaders, we need to serve from the bottom up. In order to be number one, you need to be number two first. Instead of serving down on people, serve up. So a lot of time at work, I'll go to a job, there's guys there that are new, they don't understand what's going on. And so instead of just telling them what to do, I'll jump right in, put my pouch on, show them, hey, let's do this together and work together. And so for me, faith is just basically living out my faith, doing the deeds that God asked us to do, and to love everybody equally.
I'm a little taller than Sean, so I'm just going to hold the mic. Okay. Hi, my name's Elena, for any of you that don't know me. I, too, talk a lot, so be prepared. I didn't actually run this through to see how long it was because I was editing it like 5 minutes ago, so we'll see how it goes. I am very nervous to be standing up here. To be honest with you, when I was asked to speak, I didn't know what I was going to say. But I said yes, that I'd speak, and then I just knew that I'd say something. So this is the something. So I feel really blessed to be standing here today discussing my work and the role that my faith plays in what I do. So for you, those of you that don't know, in addition to being a stay-at-home mom to my two kids, I work as an ESL teacher for VIP kids. So this company is the largest ESL school in China, and it's growing at an astronomical rate. So I work from home, and I teach kids in China from their home, one-on-one. Every morning, I spend 2 to 3 hours teaching various Chinese students in their home. So these students, they range from ages 4 to 12-ish, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, just depending on the age and the industriousness of their parents. And they all come from various walks of life. So although these children may be a half a world away, they've definitely stolen a part of my heart. As Erin can attest, there are many a story that come from my time with my students as we've shared part of our lives with each other. So one of the things that has become very clear to me is that despite cultural differences, children around the world are all the same. They want to have fun, they enjoy seeing you smile and laugh, and they're so innocent. It has been such a blessing to have the opportunity to have a foot in two cultures at once. As a Christian working for VIP Kid, I find myself in the unique position of being able to speak with children that may otherwise never have had a chance to encounter Jesus' love. I'm not sure if many of you know, but China is not a country with freedoms like the ones that we have here today. You do not have the freedom to go and gather in a place like we do without being closely watched by the government. One of my students, who has seen me consistently since January, often comes to class crying, and based on several experiences together, I suspect he's the victim of abuse in his home. This is heartbreaking, to say the least. It's not, there's not as much governmental worry about that in China as there is here. So there are situations like this that frequently happen, often induced by academic pressures. So I do feel blessed that I can give each of my students 25 minutes of joy in their life every time we see each other. There are many Christians working for VIP Kid as the workforce are Canadian and American teachers, and many of them are stay-at-home and homeschool moms like myself. And after speaking to many of these teachers, it is clear that God has put these children and the country of China on our hearts. I tend to teach about 15 to 20 different students every week. We have students in all but one Chinese province, and you never know where you'll be traveling to next. This provides me with the interesting opportunity to be a light for Jesus all over China in a matter of hours. Not only do I have the opportunity to teach those children English, but I can be a light in their lives and love on them. Something that's been on my heart since I started with VIP Kid is the faith of my students. It's one thing to be teaching them English so that they may be better equipped as adults, and another thing entirely to be dealing with their eternal lives. A communist country, China's official religious position is that of atheism. They do claim to be tolerant of other religions, but this is not truly the case. China actually ranked 39th on Open Doors 2017 World Watch List, and the persecution of Christians in China is high. We're not allowed to speak directly to our children about Jesus and his love, but there is nothing that stops us from loving on these people. China keeps working to remove Christianity from its borders, and its latest attempt is to ban children from attending church. According to the Daily Mail, at least four regional governments have begun notifying churches of this new ban against children participating in religious activities as early as mid-August. Hundreds of churches in China's Zhejiang province received notices that not only banned children from entering churches, but also threatened that any believer caught taking a child to church will be dealt with severely. I believe this attempt to stop children from coming to church shows that God is moving in China like never before. The government has a reason to be worried, because prayer is a powerful tool. So the Lord works in mysterious ways, and I know that he'll be able to touch the lives of these children despite the difficulties in their country. With VIP Kids, we have over 200,000 students, and we have many, many Christian teachers. A verse that keeps coming to mind is 1 Timothy 2, 1-3, and this is from The Message. The first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how, for everyone you know. Pray especially for rulers and their government to rule well, so we can be quietly about our business of living simply in humble contemplation. This is the way our Savior God wants us to live. It's hard to think that God can use teachers over the internet as a tool for his kingdom, but as we know, he can use anything for his good. I know that he is able to use whatever means necessary to share his love with the world. So I ask that you would join me in praying for VIP Kid, the students, their families, and the staff. Most people who work in China for VIP Kid are 20-somethings who are working long hours and searching for higher meaning. A teacher who recently went over to head office, part of a group. One out of 20,000 teachers is a believer, and she had the opportunity to speak with some of the staff. She was able to report that there are a few believers among the staff in China, and we can pray that they would have the strength to share the love of Jesus with their colleagues, and that Jesus will move through this company. So if you have any questions, feel free to talk to me after, and please join me in praying for China.
Thanks, Elena, for sharing it. We definitely do want to pray for the church, our brothers and sisters in China. Next Sunday night is our monthly gathering where we pray for our own needs, for the needs of our city, and for the needs of the world. And let me encourage you to be part of that next Sunday night as we intentionally focus on some crucial needs. Because we believe that prayer is absolutely vital in terms of ministry and in terms of the expansion of God's kingdom. A couple of announcements. There's the most...
We pray that God will use this message to strengthen your faith and draw you into a deeper relationship with Jesus. If you're interested in other sermons or want to know more about Aurelia Community Church, please visit our website at www.occweb.org.